Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi there. It's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap for Wednesday, February 19th. Here's what you may have missed on the show this morning.
When you put a party hat on a dog or a cat, do they know it's their birthday?
Perhaps. Or then maybe they don't. They say pets certainly don't understand the specifics of our celebrations, but they can still enjoy them. This is according to one veterinarian. They say that dogs and even cats are social beings and are able to pick up on good dynamics. So if they know something fun is happening, of course, they're going to participate and have a lot of fun.
They'll be one, just like us. They want to be part of that pack.
Exactly.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Experts advise getting your pet a practical gift rather than cute ones. Can of tuna works just as good for a cat.
What's a practical gift, Janie?
I would just think maybe some catnip or a mouse toy. I don't know. Huh? Something that they can actually use.
I'm going to name a star after my cat.
That's a great idea.
In the sky.
My brother had his dogs. He had like a photo shoot for his dog. I gave him so much crap. I went to his house and I saw like his dog in front of a red curtain with like a, you know, a little sash on and everything. And I was like, I know you did not take your dog for a photo shoot. He's like, oh, well, it's free. I was like, after you pay $10 for a birthday treat for your dog, that's what it's. I just gave him so much credit.
Yeah, you know, cigarettes are free too for the first when you bum them, but this doesn't mean it's a good idea to pick them up.
Well, and that's an example of an impractical birthday gift. Yeah. That dog doesn't want to stand in front of a curtain and have his picture
taken.
No,
he wants to be on Santa's lap to have his picture taken. I think we all
agree. Yeah, I'm going to make a donation to the Human Fund.
Yeah.
To talk about the this is pretty good here because I do remember being in the single scenes. Most of the dates involve going and getting a drink.
Yeah,
going to a bar. It's a problem.
It makes some people uncomfortable.
Yeah, it certainly does. And that's where this website called Lucid, LOOSID, comes into play. It's been out for a while, but they've been kind of updating it here. It's created to show that millions of people in recovery or seeking a sober life, that not only is it not the end of, but it's just the beginning. It's an app, a dating app designed for people who are living the sober lifestyle, as well as various hotlines for support, a lot of chat groups for you to meet some people and share your similar experiences, and even booze-less guides to help you along your sobriety journey.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, the whole like non-alcoholic craft tiki cocktails and stuff are in now anyway. So like there are even actual like bars that are opening up that are non-alcoholic bars so that you can go and have a spot to like hang out and still drink cool creative drinks without having alcohol. So this is cool.
Yeah, and imagine, I'm sure there isn't as many irate people either, you know, at a sober bar.
Or leaving intoxicated and driving drunk.
You're missing the urinal, which never happens.
Ooh,
at a
right?
bar.
Ooh.
Most common reasons couples disagree. This is actually a new study that was able to put the most common topics people argue about in a career and a couple relationship into six categories. One of them being affection and intimacy, money, control, jealousy, and housework. Surprisingly, number one on the list for why couples fight is not showing enough love or affection.
Wow, it's supposed to be money.
Yeah, I thought it would have been money. I really did think it was that would be a big issue here. But actually, it's not showing enough love, followed by lack of communication, not paying enough attention to another, and not being appreciated.
You would think the communication would take care of that.
You would think so, but I guess it's in their definition of different communication. Maybe it was more specific.
Yeah, like
reasons.
Talking something out and misunderstanding someone is still different from not feeling appreciated. Like to me, I feel like I have a very firsthand experience of the downfall of my last relationship are those very two things.
So. Yeah, yeah. Housekeeping and chores ranked 11th and 12th on the list.
Where's the toilet seat in this hole?
You know, it didn't make it. Frequency of intimacy and intimate acts ranked 17th and 18th. And on the bottom of the list were finances, from who should pay for what, and one uses all of the other's money.
That seems weird because I always thought the number one cause of divorce was finances.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal, especially when you're talking about people putting their credit scores up on the dating apps.
Especially if you ain't got no finances.
That's true. Hey, maybe you'll get some cash quickly if you're tired of robocalls and you are on the federal do not disturb or do not call list. You actually may want to enlist the services of Robo Revenge.
Oh, yeah, I love this.
It'll let you sue the unwanted calls for up to $3,000 per call.
Yeah, if you're on the do not call list and they call you, it's $3,000 per call, according to the federal government.
Yeah, there's
I've been getting so many more, so this is like kind of interesting.
Yeah, the Telephone Consumer Protection Act is actually what protects you when you're on the do not call list, and that's what this Robo Revenge does. First off, puts your numbers on the do not call list, and then what they do is they give you a virtual do not pay a burner credit card. And what this is for is a lot of times when you're like magazine subscriptions or you know supplemental whatever vitamins or whatever, they always want to get your credit card. And what they'll do is since the credit card is under this company called Do Not Pay, which is in charge of Robo Revenge, they get all the information for the person who's harassing you, and then therefore they will go ahead and document all this stuff and give you all the proper paperwork and information that you need to take them to small claims court and get you some cash.
How about that?
Unfortunately, it doesn't work on international calls, which is most of my robocalls.
Yeah, right.
Because I can tell when you know. Anyways,
mine are just from like random states that I never visit, so I don't think I've had an international one yet. Though.
No,
not one Nigerian prince. Oh, come on.
No,
no, that's usually like to my old email account that I never check.
The Fox Eye Challenge is back, just off the Dolly Parton and Broomstick Challenges. This one, big on TikTok. It involves shaving the outside half of your eyebrow to create the illusion of a fox-like eyes, and then you take a pencil and you pencil in the rest of it. Didn't girls have this an issue in the 90s with the super thin eyebrows, and they plucked and plucked and plucked, and those hairs, but they never grew back? So now you have permanently thin eyebrows.
So you have to draw them in.
I've heard that. I don't know. I have a lot of friends that still have to draw theirs in because they're just thin anyway. So I can't imagine purposely. Plus, just drawing them in, the likelihood of getting it completely even is like that stresses me out. I'm so OCD, so I don't want to have to worry about that.
Well, and I'll say this on the male perspective, because you know, for guys, it's pretty quick to get ready when you're in the morning. But as you age, and the hair on your head goes away, it will start developing on your back and other areas.
Oh, it starts to volunteer in places you cannot believe that hair is growing there.
Your
now.
Ears.
Well, are you guys looking at women and going, "Dang, look at those eyebrows. That's sexy." Like that's the part I want to know. Is it's like, why are we doing this?
I would say, why do you look like Mr. Spock?
Yeah, and that's kind of what it looks like. But there you go. It's getting mixed reactions. Pretty big on TikTok. It has over 4 million views with the hashtag FoxEye. And then I thought this was fascinating, being a new parent, and I can truly understand this. They found that U.S. parents have found that the romance is pretty much dead now that you have kids. They said the average parent hasn't been on a romantic date in 3 years.
Because your eyebrows look like a fox.
Yeah.
No, they don't have time to do their eyebrows.
That's true.
Because they're too stressed out.
Moreover,
if you cared about me, you'd look more like a fox.
3 in 10 respondents can't even recall the last time they went on a date. And that is kind of a problem because I've had therapists tell me this, many of them tell me this is true, is that when you're raising kids, you're really to love your spouse more than your kids, as strange as that sounds. And the reason for that is that your kids...
setting an example for the children.
Example, and your kids are learning from how you interact romantically with your significant other. So... Mm-hmm. It's important for you to make time for your sweetie and go out on dates and what have you.
And this is where we come in, because right now you can register. Right now we're talking for Universal Orlando tickets at KTK985.com. We'll give you tickets. We'll give you parking. And you can make it as romantic as you want.
That's true.
Huh?
How about that? But the good news is that they say 77% of people say that they're more fulfilled in their life today than they ever have before since they have started a family. Some of the top activities for moms and dads who are working full-time is actually preparing dinner for the family, followed by tucking the kids into bed, reading bedtime stories, and snuggling with the kids.
All right.
I love that they're fulfilled, though. That's important. Yeah. I mean, I give my friends a hard time, too. I got a couple that immediately come to mind, but it's like the kids are everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you guys, come on. You fell in love at like 14. You got to give yourself some space.
Well, and that's the thing that it scares me about my relationship is like, I don't want that to end because, in 17 years or 18 years, these kids are going to be gone.
Yeah, right.
And I want that relationship to still be there. I don't want 18 years to go by and like, I've fallen out of love with you because I've been only focused on the kids.
Right.
Exactly.
So it's kind of important
stuff.
It's
happened to some family members. I've seen it happen.
Yeah. That's why every once in a while you play second. Play hooky. Have some fun. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
So there's our show for today, Wednesday, February 19th. We're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
I remember, the sun's always shining. I think I'm getting sick.
Bye, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.